Joining us on the line, Tanya Currie. A very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm much better. I've still got my sexy voice.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I'm on the mend. You're lucky you got me early in the morning, Howard, because by the afternoon there's no voice left. So
wow,
I'm very glad to be here. I missed you guys last week. There was so much I wanted to talk about and sadly couldn't. But happy to be back and just as big a charts as I had last week to discuss with
all
you
right,
today.
All right, so let's talk about those because the stories seem to be getting bigger and bigger and more overwhelming, actually.
Well, there's two stories that have not just got bigger, but they are international stories now, and that is Am I Next and xenophobia. Am I Next is the biggest story in South Africa this week by about 0.7% against xenophobia. So the two are running definitely neck and neck, a good 50% of our charts. But if you open that up outside of South Africa, you will see that they're both international stories. The Am I Next story has converged with Me Too. So Me Too people are carrying Am I Next. So it's quickly become an international story across the world, as has xenophobia, understandably,
of course,
because South Africans, businesses internationally are now being attacked and that we're feeling the same treatment. And of course, the African continent, when you look at the conversation, is lit up like a candle.
Terrible. So there's actually, look, the fact is that xenophobia is dealing with foreigners. So it's going to be reported back home. If a Nigerian, has become a victim, then of course that is the case. I think, you know, you did speak to us last week. It was the week before that you were ill. Last week we spoke about the fact, and it was a very interesting point that you made, and that's why I'm remembering it so clearly, is I asked you about fake news and you said it's still news because it's still on the charts.
Still news. Absolutely. Look, we can filter out. Yes, I remember now, Howard. Well done. Hi.
Oh, don't worry. It took a while.
I'm only 28, you know.
And so all of us. Right.
So, I mean, particularly, you're right about that story. Fake news is rife, but it doesn't matter because it's still spreading the same message. But this xenophobia story is now so bad. I mean, I was going to take a short lift at the weekend to Mozambique because only an hour and a half from here.
Right.
And I can't go. I phoned the car company to get the vet in to get it across, and they suggested that we don't go at all, you know.
Wow.
So it's very bad. Yeah, it's very bad. Look, I think also, you know, I've been watching the Thabo Mbeki's of the world. I don't know if you guys saw Thabo Mbeki's speech about xenophobia. And he said that we mustn't confuse xenophobia with a country that is at its wit's end with drug abuse.
You know, I'm seeing it almost, now I understand why. I'm starting to see the shift because I wrote an article saying that we're making headlines, but in all the wrong ways for News 24. And so many people coming back and saying, well, if it's to get rid of the drug traffickers, then we're very happy with the headlines. And I'm thinking, what? What?
You see, and I think this is now the story. The narrative is changing. You know, the narrative has changed to, hang on a second, we're not African on African. This is about no more drugs to our children, you know? And when you look at it from that perspective, so what happened is somebody decided, okay, I'm going to turn vigilante now and I'm going to sort out this drug problem myself. It ended up causing a war in Joburg Central and initially.
It did.
And then from there, the looting spiraled. So opportunism, people are hungry, people who saw a quick buck.
Right.
Then it became absolute chaos. So I'm not sure anymore if it is xenophobic or it's more aligned to the drug problem we have.
If you could explain to me how breaking into some store and walking out with a couch on your back is going to assist in our fight against
looting and theft.
Exactly. So if that is anything in terms of our fight against drugs, well, count me in because I wouldn't mind a new couch.
No. Exactly, Howard. No, and this is what I'm saying. So it spiraled from what was probably a problem that the police wouldn't address. I mean, I heard many interviews this week where they said they've been to police. This place is full of drug dealers, etc. And the police are being paid off. So the children are dying, or the children are turning into monsters.
These people are killing me, because it's as if the Nigerians go, then there won't be any more drugs in South Africa.
But this is the problem, and this is the ignorance level, Zanati. Mm. Is it's not the Nigerians, guys.
Yeah.
It's drugs.
It's drugs, yeah.
It's drugs. It's the state of our country. You know, like, everybody wants to block it out. Block out the poverty.
Speaking of which, did the crime stats, I know it was only Thursday, but did that impact at all?
It's number 10 on the charts, but that's quite right, because it's so small. So that story comes in at number 10. But what, my goodness, what shocking stats.
No, you see, you and Zanati looking at it negatively. Our attempted murder rate went down. Our murder rate went up. That means we're getting better at what we do, Tanya.
Oh.
You see, you're looking at it wrong. 57-58 people murdered a day. Well, maybe that's the initiative to do away with unemployment.
Can we do other things there?
I don't know.
Oh,
you.
My word, Howard.
I don't know. We're just going to rephrase.
So going to get a call from the BCC.
I'm just saying, can't we reframe this and look positively?
We need to do other things better. That same enthusiasm, we need to show.
Yes,
it.
If you're going
to
be bad, be good at being bad. You know? And the stats are bearing it out. Our attempted murder rate goes down, the murder rate goes up. It
goes up. So we're getting better at it.
Exactly. None of this attempted nonsense. If you're going to do it properly. So,
just do it properly.
But it's interesting to me, on a serious note, it is interesting how much South Africans actually do care about this conversation, because I've charted this over the years, or the last couple of years, and I've always noted how we don't really actually engage much in our crime stats.
No, crime stats sort of come out and we're like, yeah, we know. Guys, what are you telling us, something new? We've just launched the hashtag, am I next?
Yeah.
So don't come and tell me how many people were raped. I know.
absolutely. So,
before the break, have we got time for the top three?
Yes, there's
the third story.
Absolutely.
The death of Robert Mugabe.
Yes.
So this particular story garnering almost 20% of the charts here locally, but if you open it worldwide, it's also a massive story internationally. Robert Mugabe passed away this week. It's so funny. There are such polar opposites on social media. You've got those that are accolading him and those that are vilifying him. I don't know about Mugabe's early days, but from what I read, he did a lot of good in his early days. And towards the latter part of his reign, well, we all know, we all felt that, Robert Mugabe making a massive impact.
I'm interested how, because Julius Malema has come out quite strongly in support of Robert Mugabe.
Yes.
Anecdotally, I don't know what the stats are. I can see that he is not getting, it hasn't gone well for him, this strategy. But what are you seeing?
No. Absolutely not. In fact, it didn't make Julius Malema in that instance didn't make the charts. I did see the conversation. I think we all thought, well, but hang on, we all know Zimbabwe can't eat. So what are you telling us, you know? But the interesting story is Julius Malema is on the charts, and this time for BBS Bank. They found new evidence linking him to BBS Bank scandal, to his family, to Floyd Chibambu's family. And that particular story comes in at number 8 on the charts as he tries yet again to bat away this particular story that's not going anywhere.
What's interesting as well is you can definitely see the strain, because I think, from what I've observed of him over the years, he is a master at social media. He might not say the things I want him to say, but he's very good
at
capturing the public opinion and dream, etc. But he's put two feet very, very wrong. One is with Robert Mugabe, and one is around xenophobia. And we're just not seeing. I'm not seeing him getting it right. And that, to me, means that he's under a lot of pressure, perhaps with VBS Bank. It's the sign of somebody who's not in control, I think, of his process.
I think the EFF is slowly starting to implode, I think. You know, I've seen the EFF post the elections take some dramatic hits, and also the narratives are conflicting between their own political parties. And then we had those two MPs resign to stitch up Ramaphosa. You know, he's playing a very, very hard political game. And I think the whole country, just like we said before, just wants to go back to work. Can we just do some work?
Absolutely,
you know,
right.
And can we pick one problem? Let's pick one problem and let's all fix it. You know, I don't know if we've got time, Howard, but yesterday I drove back from, there's a very, a local town here called Mbazwan. And it really is just a Pep Stores and a spa, you know, those local towns. And lots of people selling fruit and veg. And all the way back, it's a 10-kilometer strip, and all the way back, there were women dressed in, ANC, like wraps. And they were cleaning the streets, filled with dust and bags of rubbish. Now, those are the stories we don't hear.
Yeah.
And those are the stories that we need. You know, and these are the things we should be doing. Like, okay, look, politics is absolute turmoil, guys. Let's just do it ourselves. Absolutely. It starts with us. Am I next? Starts with us. First thing, arm yourselves, women. Get yourself a bottle of pepper spray. I know it shouldn't be like that.
But it is.
But it is like that.
But it is. Empower our children.
Go and get self-defense classes. Put self-defense classes in schools. 100%. You know, like, stop this now. Take one problem, just one, and fix it. But instead, we're just tearing chunks out of each other.
And the interesting thing is, and we really do have to go to a break, but the interesting thing is, if we did pick one problem and we did come together and solve one problem, we would solve others because we wouldn't be fighting against each other.
Yes, because we could
do it. Absolutely
right. We could see we could do it.
100%. You know? Time is 7:26. We're going to take traffic. We're going to take ads. We'll be back with Tanya Khoury after the sport with Lucy. Tanya Khoury back with us. Time is 7:39. Are there any good news stories?
Well, there's entertaining stories.
All right. We'll do. We'll take it.
Did you have watched Slady Matsuning at St.
Oh, he's the best. Zanati and I.
Mr. Chairman. Hey, Chairman. Chairperson. Chairperson. Chairperson.
He is my favorite South African. I'm sorry, he's my favorite South African.
I promise you, it felt like he was sitting there with a Zamalak beer and talking to a friend around the fire. Hey, Chairperson. Listen, you don't know what I did.
Well, he's an organic. He's an organic intellectual, isn't he?
Oh, he is hysterical.
So Natia, we've been using that word all week.
How did you get the multi-choice contract? And he went, he told them how he got it, and they said, well, but how much did you pay, Judge Zondo? But Judge Zondo's laughing throughout the testimony, okay? He can't help himself, okay? But you know, Judge Zondo is just such a, I love him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's made laughing with him because we're having a bottle of Zamalak and we're fine, guys. But wait, because I'm going to catch you in a corner just now. And you can see him coming, because then he'll go, can we just go back a little bit? And then, you know, here comes big trouble, Saudi. Anyway, so Saudi says apparently he got Channel 404 for nothing. Okay. So when the judge said, but how can multi-choice just give you a channel for nothing? Like you must pay $500,000 a month or something. Saudi says, no, Chairperson. They were just sitting there.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
You know the rubbish that pours out of this guy's mouth, but you cannot help but wet yourself.
I love him. I don't know why. He's hysterical. I mean, the memes. So Natty and I were talking about the memes that came out this week.
And how he said he lectured at Wits.
He lectured at Wits, yeah.
He lectured at Wits, but he had no matric, huh? This matric thing, like, we don't worry too much about this matric thing.
I told one of my kids last night, you know what, there is an option in South Africa just to become an organic intellectual. You don't need to worry.
You know, you just set up the CV, I'm the COO of the SABC. And I made so much money, Chairperson. So much money, my friend. What are you talking about? You killed people and everybody loved me, Chairperson. You know, I worked in those studios during his reign of terror and every journalist on every Friday all wore black in solidarity with the fact that they couldn't speak out. you know, and then the SABC 8 heard their testimony at the state capture, which put state capture back on the charts. It's dropped right down now to number 7. I mean, it's way below Cloudy. But those two stories are like, they're complete opposites, and they're exactly the same story.
Which is incredible, you know, it's because it actually is actually a tragic story, because it's about the death of our national broadcaster. But it's
exactly, you know, exactly. And then the 90% music, the South African music. Oh, hey, that was a great move, Chairperson. Yes, you know, our South African musicians, they were not being paid, because they're being paid now, Saudi.
Yeah, exactly.
Are they being paid now?
Because now they're doing, thank goodness, now they're doing so well, South African musicians.
Yeah, now they're fine.
Yeah, you solved that
anyway,
problem.
Anyway, then, so that's the fourth largest story. Back to the tragic and horrible news, and that is this Rest in Peace Natasha story and the Dross rape. Those particular two stories come in at number 5 and 6. Ninao pleading guilty.
Yeah.
I see.
We actually found, we were saying throughout the week, Zanati and I, that, we found it particularly difficult to even report on the story, and you have to report
on it.
But it's too hard. Rape stories, and I don't know if you saw this other one where an Israeli woman on holiday here in South Africa gang raped in Mpumalanga. And again, of course, it goes viral across the world because it's a foreigner. And the minute you have a foreigner, it's just horrific. It's horrific.
And you know, the other thing is, Howard, the impact on our tourism.
Of course.
This is a very, very big issue for us guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those two stories and then state capture, then of course VBS Bank that we've spoken about, and then the Springboks. Okay. You and I don't do sport. Look, I know they play in somewhere soon and they announced a squad and, okay, so that's why it's a big story. But then I came across this unusual story about a guy called, so you gotta forgive me guys, I know nothing about sport. A guy called, let me find his name now, who apparently had a racist rant.
Yes, in fact we spoke to
Itzebeth.
Yes.
Itzebeth is his name. But I can't find the story. I can't find the originating story. Please can you fill me in?
In fact, Louis Kompas was talking about it earlier, and there was this whole racial thing that happened. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, Zanati. Did you?
Louis's
thing. You're done with racist stories, Zanati.
Yeah, she's done with racism and she's done with rugby.
It's caused chaos within SA Rugby, this particular story, because half the squad are standing with him, half the squad are not. Half and half, but there is a big split between the SA Rugby people. And that has caused not only the announcement of the squad, but that story too has pushed the Springboks into the top 10. And then there's a ton of stories, and I've only got 1 minute, but there's a ton of stories that didn't make the charts that absolutely should have. Chester Williams' death.
Absolutely.
Devastated me. It didn't come in. The stories are so big on this chart, guys. They're like 500,000 each. They're enormous. And Chester Williams didn't come through, and neither did Tami Shobebe. That particular death also didn't come through. And then Terry Peto won Best Actress, and that didn't come through either. So the good news stories, and also some really, really sad stories that we should be talking about, there's just no space with all the other stuff going on.
Absolutely right, Tony Curry. That's where we leave you. Kim says, Tanya for president.
Tanya, I don't want the job, Kim.
Yeah, exactly. And she says to me, Howard, you can be her deputy. Thank you. I am nobody's deputy. Time is 7:45. That's
like
Tanya
Curry.
Oh, that part appeals to you. Time is 7:45. Tanya Curry, have a fantastic week.